Others bore strange weapons to focus their strange attributes. Fires came down and licked about the chariot. Winds lashed at it. Great smashing noises fell upon it. Sam gestured with his lance, and the first three of his opponents reeled and fell from the backs of their slizzards. Then Death drove his chariot among them. Its edges are razors, and its speed 3 times that of a horse and 2x that of a slizzard. A mist sprang up about him as he rode, a mist tinged with blood. Heavy missiles sped toward him and vanished to one side or the other. Ultrasonic screams assailed his ears, but somehow were partly deadened. His face expressionless, Sam raised his lance high above his head. A look of sudden fury crossed over his face, and the lightnings leapt from its tip. Slizzards and riders baked and crisped. The smell of charred flesh came to his nostrils. He laughed, and Death wheeled the chariot for another pass. "Are you watching me?" Sam screamed at the heavens. "Watch on, then, and watch out. You just made a mistake." "Don't," said Death. "It is too soon. Never mock a god until he has passed." And the chariot swept through the ranks of the demigods once again, and none could touch upon it. Trumpet notes filled the air, and the holy army rushed to succor its champions. The warriors of Keenset moved forward to engage them. Sam stood in the chariot, and the missiles fell heavy about it, always missing. Death drove him through the ranks of the enemy, now like a wedge, now like a rapier. He sang as he moved, and his lance was the tongue of a serpent, sometimes crackling as it fell with bright flashes. The talisman glowed with a pale fire about his waist. "We'll take them," he said.
"There are only demigods and men upon the field," said Death. "They are still testing our strength. There are very few who remember the full power of Kalkin."
"The full power of Kalkin?" asked Sam.
"That has never been released, O Death, not in all the ages of the world. Let them come against me now, and the heavens will weep upon their bodies, and the Vedra run the color of blood. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, gods? Come against me, I challenge you, here upon this field. Meet me with your strength in this place."
"No," said Death, "not yet."
Overhead, the thunder chariot passed once again. Sam raised his lance, and pyrotechnic hell broke loose about the passing vessel.
"You should not have let them know you could do that, not yet."
The voice of Taraka came to him then, across the din of the battle and the song within his brain.
"They come up the river now, O Binder, and another party assails the gates of the city."
"Call then upon Delisa to rise up and make the Vedra to boil with the power of the glow. Take you of the Rakasha to the gates of Keenset and destroy the invader."
"I hear, Binder."
And Taraka was gone. A beam of blinding light fell from the thunder chariot and cut through the ranks of the defenders.
"The time has come," said Death, and he waved his cloak in gesture.
In the rearmost rank, the Lady Ratri stood up in the stirrups of her mount, the black mare. She raised the black veil that she wore over her armor. There were screams from both sides as the sun covered its face and darkness descended upon the field. The stalk of light vanished from beneath the thunder chariot, and the burning ceased. Only a faint phosphorescence, with no apparent source, occurred about them. This happened as the Lord Mara swept onto the field in his cloudy chariot of colors, drawn by the horses who vomited rivers of smoking blood. Sam headed toward him, but a great body of warriors interposed themselves, and before they won through, Mara had driven across the field, slaying everyone in his path. Sam raised his lance and scowled, but his target blurred and shifted, and the lightnings always fell behind or to the side. Then, in the distance, within the river, a soft light began. It pulsed warmly, and something like a tentacle seemed to wave for a moment above the surface of the waters. Sounds of fighting came from the city. The air was full of demons. The ground seemed to move beneath the feet of the armies. Sam raised his lance, and a jagged line of light ran up into the heavens, provoking a dozen more to descend upon the field. More beasts growled, coughed, and wailed, racing through both ranks, killing as they passed those of both sides. The zombies continued to slay beneath the prodding of the dark sergeants to the steady beating of the drums, and fire elementals clung to the breasts of the corpses, as though feeding.
"We have broken the demigods," said Sam. "Let us try Lord Mara next."
They sought him across the field, amidst screams and wails, crossing over those who were soon to become corpses and those who already were. When they saw the colors of his chariot, they gave chase. He turned and faced them finally in a corridor of darkness, the sounds of the battle dim and distant. Death drew rein also, and they stared across the night into each other's glowing eyes.
"Will you stand to battle, Mara?" cried Sam. "Or must we run you down like a dog?" "Speak not to me of your kin, the hound and the bitch, O Binder," he answered. "It is you, isn't it, Kalkin? That's your belt. This is your sort of war. Those were your lightning striking friend and foe alike. You did live somehow, eh?" "It is I,"